Looking at my phone again feels like an admission of failure, but I can't stop myself. This is the part I hate the most. Single girls are supposed to behave as though we don't care. We need to pretend to be bored by the boys in order to make them want us. Our passion, I'm learning, is a passion killer. Now that I reek of lobster, there is a slightly stronger chance that Dan will appear, but it's 8:30. He said 7, and if I'm deeply honest with myself, I'll probably stop by, be nice to see you, and a winking face does not constitute a considered romantic gesture. I don't understand what I've done wrong. Is this because I sent him a heart by accident because my thumbs are clumsy? I should give up and go home. Maybe I'll find that man with the honey mustard sausages and then give up and go home. Someone vaguely familiar is getting very agitated about a Jeff Koons-esque balloon model avocado. Oh, is that Rod Stewart? No. Against my better judgment, I press my smeary phone screen one more time. According to WhatsApp, Dan was last seen today at 7:28 p.m. Fuck you, Dan. I hope you're out with another girl right now, and you marry her, and she has your babies, all 19 of them, and then you discover that she says yourself when she means you, and it's too late. Then I see her. She's surrounded by noisy, gesticulating guests, but in a sea of shrieks and flying limbs, she's an island of stillness and silence. For a moment, I wonder whether she's meditating. Her smirk gives her away. This isn't a moment of deep spiritual peace. This is a woman remembering a private joke. I want to know what's making her smile and who cuts her hair. Where my hair is flyaway frizzy falling across my face, she has a perfect blunt, glossy fringe that stops just above her eyeline. It has an effect on her gaze. She's coy yet shrewd, part cinema verite ingenue and part Dame Judi Dench. She's 2 or 3 inches taller than me, but she's carrying herself as though the difference were 2 or 3 feet. She gives the impression of slimness rather than thinness. Words from decade-old gossip magazines float unbidden into my head. I think Trainer and Pilates and Gwyneth and Tracy Anderson and is Ashtanga yoga still something people do? As my brain makes me apologise to the people who have practiced yoga for spiritual reasons for tens of thousands of years, it realises that she is wearing the £350 original Rixo version of my Topshop frock. I look beyond the hem. The Nanettes, of course. She's the glossiest person I've ever seen in real life. She's everything I have spent my adult life desperately trying and failing to be. I often feel as though I'm constantly, anxiously making an effort, even though failure is inevitable. I'm the human version of a smudged, crumpled maths exam paper. The result is never quite right, but at least I'm showing my working. This woman is a walking right answer. She looks as though she's never made a mistake in her life. I'm not sure that she has ever sweated. She's a beautiful, stylish person in a room filled with beautiful, stylish people, but it's her confidence that is captivating. Even my mother would grudgingly say, "She holds herself very well." Somehow, I don't think she learned this with a book balanced on her head. It's as though she's standing properly because she knows she owes it to her bones. Her feet are hip-width apart, her weight spread evenly across them. I become aware of my own body. The way I'm slouching to the left with my right foot grinding a smear of mayonnaise into the parquet floor. Immediately, I stop and stand as if called to attention. This is someone who is in charge of both of her feet at all times. Even in a room full of power players, she has a noticeable aura. She has reached the next level of self-possession. She sees me staring and smiles. Then she gestures towards the picture she's looking at and rolls her eyes. It's an enormous, shocking pink collage, maybe 3 meters square. In the centre, about 100 non-applicator tampons have been arranged into the shape of a spurting penis. I drain my glass and walk towards her, not knowing what I'll say when I get there. It turns out to be. I think they should have used moon cups for the balls.